שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We'll read excerpts from the sources. You can ask questions on Kabbalah.tv or relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We are reading on the work in faith above reason.
Well, it's the entrance towards spirituality. It determines where we are, faith above reason. It is like a certificate of a person. Who is he? What is he? Where is he at? Toward humanity, toward people, towards his ego, toward the Creator, towards everything. In total, only one bit of information. Faith above reason determines who is a person and what, where he is. So let's start. Each and every day, again and again, until we enter more and more. It can take a long time. But each time, take another step, and you have to believe above reason that every day we are advancing towards that same concept until it becomes a part of a person that determines a man's spiritual degree. When he is already in the world of truth, in the spiritual world, and accordingly, he is in contact with the friends and with the Creator, and he advances. So, the entrance towards a state called faith above reason, that's what's ahead of us. Please.
So, excerpt number 37, this is from Rabash, from article 12. The evil inclination in his body has the power to not let him believe in the Creator above reason by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything's dry without any moisture of life. When the person began his work, he was told, and he believed what he was told, that the Torah is a Torah of life. As it is written, for they are your life and the length of your days. And as it is written, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is, that verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him because he has already done everything that he could think of doing. But nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation. The salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination. To the extent that from this day forth the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
Again,
excerpt 37, this is from Rabash, article 12. Jacob dwelled in the land where his father had lived. The evil inclination in his body has the power to not let him have faith in the Creator above reason. By taking out every flavor, whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry without any moisture of life. When the person began his work, he was told, and he believed what he was told, that the Torah is a Torah of life. As it is written, "For they are your life and the length of your days." As it's written, "More desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb." But when a person considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." That is, that verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards, "But the Lord delivers him out of them all." At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
Well, we spoke about it many times in many ways. Let's open it up.
North America 1.
What do we have? North America 1.
North America 1.
North America 1.
Okay, Rob, how should we as a 10 approach this entrance you're talking about to determine where we are?
Only when I try to connect with the friends and through the friends to the Creator. Although I do not feel the friends, I don't feel the Creator. These concepts I hear about, but I don't have them in my feeling. Meaning my will to receive did not build in me such discernments, such images, characters, forms, since everything has to be inside the will to receive. Other than the will to receive, nothing was created. Hence those shapes in the will to receive, the special ones. This is the friends, this is the Creator, this is me, this is the world, and so on, so forth. It's all getting depicted in my will to receive. So now I want to advance towards a state where, for me, the friends will be close to me. The Creator will be close to me. And I'm yearning for these kind of discernments. I yearn for them to live in me, to be important to me, to be felt, just like I feel something tangible that's here, that I see, perceiving my five physical senses. I yearn for that. I work on that.
Thank you, Rob.
Itatu.
Sì, Rav. Quindi la man liberami dal male quando lo sentiamo con il cuore. È una preghiera corretta?
Amen.
The man releases us from the evil. Is that the right prayer?
I don't know why the man releases us from the evil. What is man? The Creator releases us from the evil. That I understand. I pray to the Creator to cleanse me of all the things that prevent me from feeling spirituality, from feeling the Creator Himself, the friends that I'm with. But man, he doesn't understand such discernments. I have to speak in a way that's closer to us, what's clear to us, because we're talking about that which we don't feel and wish to feel. We do not feel the upper world. We don't feel the friends that are actually standing in me as something tangible. We do not feel the Creator. We want all those things to come to our feeling.
PT31. He writes here, anything you find strength to do, you should do. How do we know when the limit is, where I actually made 100% of the efforts? How do I know?
When you acquire that degree of faith above reason. That's how it works. There's no other way.
How do we know that I'm making the effort, but it's not a kind of stubbornness to just keep doing and doing?
One has to check himself each time towards the group, the dissemination, the Creator, towards everything, as much as possible. And even when you see that you don't succeed, you can't overcome your laziness and other disturbances, it doesn't matter. A person continues, overcomes, and continues. Either you overcome or you're drawn towards a prayer. We have to scrutinize that. Either here or there. But you can't just simply disconnect from the disturbances. Rather, each and every disturbance was given, so a person will respond to it. And then he needs to see in what way is it better spiritually to respond to.
Kabyutu? Thank you, Rav. My question is also similar to what the friend was just asking about the text where it says, everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. And the next sentence says, at that time, he comes to the time of salvation. What does he mean here when he says that?
Salvation is when he begins to feel a tendency towards loving everyone, all the friends. When we look now at ourselves on the screen, though I'm looking at the faces and the faces say nothing, but I'm trying to feel inside of me a tendency for love. And I love you. Why? Because you're the closest to me. Closer than my own family. Closer than everyone. Because we are closer, the closest to one another in the system of Adam HaRishon. It doesn't matter. One is in Africa and the other one is in Italy. and the third is from the Far East somewhere. It doesn't matter. Rather, according to spiritual discernments, not physical, not of this world, but spiritual, we are the closest. We are parts that are tightly close to one another in the system of Adam HaRishon. The connection between us can be only the feeling of love. Love is when each one wants to connect with the other, help the other. And this is where love covers all transgressions. And although there is a difficulty, I want to be in connection among everyone. And that's why the tendency towards correction is a tendency towards love, towards connection. Because the entire wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the feeling that the Creator created the desire to receive, it's a desire to feel. And we have to check what exactly we wish to feel, in what vessels and what to feel. That's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah.
Азербайджан.
Вопрос такой. Можно ли сказать, что вера выше знания — это ощущение больше радости к продвижению пути?
Can we say that faith above reason is a feeling of more joy in our progress?
Yeah, the more we advance in faith above reason, the more joy we will feel from advancing on the path towards adhesion with the Creator.
Nahon.
Right.
Kabu one.
Good morning, Rav. It is said the Torah is the Torah of life. That means the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is it correct to say that the Torah of life is the Rav, the books, and the ten, and we should hang on to it? Thank you, Rav.
Torah ze or, ze lo sfarim. Aino Torah ze koach ha'elyon.
The Torah is light, it's not books, meaning it's the upper force that comes to us from the Creator Himself. When we awaken that force, and this force comes and corrects us, what's so special about this force is that we connect to the Creator, and this light, this force from the Creator, shines on us even when we are in an opposite form compared to the Creator. We are in the world of laws, in the system of laws. So even though we are opposite the Creator, there's something that ties us to the Creator, which is against the general law. Since nevertheless, from the Creator comes to us this connection, this force that organizes us, creates us. This is the meaning of the world was created by the Torah, by this light. And this light is on standby, is capable of correcting us and taking us of any state where we are opposite the Creator. That's the purpose of the power of the Torah. And that's why we're asking for it to be. The Kabbalists who went through these stages explained to us, in what way can we draw this light from the Creator? By what can we come to yearn more to this light? What kind of deficiency? We take that exactly out of the fire to come to us. It's spiritual physics. There's nothing here that is above nature. It's within nature, except spiritual nature. But there are laws, absolute laws. They are all organized according to the law, to the web of laws. We have to learn this web, this network, and use it. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. And that's something. The system of knowledge, laws, exercises that we have to carry out, and then we receive in our possession this power of the light, and we can use it. And we're on the right path. The way we are, we're already on the path. It'll take time, but we're starting pretty soon to feel how it's working, how it, the whole thing operates. Especially, you can see it in the attitude toward the friends. How they become more distant, like the students of Rabbi Shimon before a lesson that wanted to kill one another, and we'll see how much they love one another during the lesson, after the lesson. And again, you fall into your ego, to the bad, and later you again correct yourself towards the good side. And that's how it works, more and more and more. And do not despair. Of course, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than his. The one with a greater, bigger soul is more difficult for him, takes him longer to advance, to enter into faith above reason, but eventually, that's how it works out. Just like with a person, a little one or a small one wants to learn a simple profession and work as an employee somewhere, a worker, and a greater person wants to be a scientist, so he studies 30, 40 years. That's how it is. Okay.
United with Jeffrey.
Сказано много бед у праведника. Это приглашение Творца для.
It is said that the righteous has many troubles. Is that for unity in the ten?
Yes, the troubles that a person who advances can feel it's really showing him those corruptions that he has, meaning the will to receive in its various forms that he has to correct. He has to correct his attitude to the friends and the Creator above these deficiencies, meaning above the rejections, the hate, and the rejection, all such disturbances. And to the extent that I advance from hate towards love, I am grateful to the Creator. Ra'anana.
If I invest in connection and I can't feel the friends, I can't succeed, who do I complain to?
The Creator.
But not the Creator teaches me here, the teacher teaches me. I want to complain to the Rav.
To me, so I'm sending you to him. I'm teaching you how to turn to the Creator. I'm not the address. I explain to you how and what system are you in and how you can use the system. That's what I'm explaining to you. I'm not taking you by the hand and I'm marching forward, although that's how it appears. It's incorrect. I'm making each one of you and all of you together an independent person, so that you can turn to the Creator, each one for the others and everyone together. And in this way, you should advance. I'm not a kindergarten teacher. A little I am, but it's not that this is the end of everything and you depend on me. Each time you have to try and be more independent. And in spirituality, there is no other way. Because each one has his own will to receive and has to work from within that will to receive. Look at the writings of Rabash on the society and look what is written. No, it's not that I'm erasing the connecting between me and you. Of course not. But it all depends on how much you annul towards what you receive from the teacher, and to the extent you can use the power of the teacher. It's just like with the society. Kharkov.
Спасибо. Правилен ли маршрут работы с группой, состоящей из двух молитв? Первое.
Is the route of the work in the group correct if it includes two prayer? One, give my friends the power to hold on to the Torah, the light of life. Second prayer, give my friends the power to connect with the Creator.
Right, of course you can say those are good prayers. Who do we have Moscow for?
Вопрос от товарища. Как проявление любви товарищей относительно человека приводит его к молитве и вере в высшее?
Question from a friend. How does the expression of love of friends bring the person to prayer and faith above reason?
If I feel that sometimes love of friends angers me, why? Because I feel it shows me how advanced they are and how much I am behind. When I feel love of friends, it might weaken me. They love me, so I can be like a little child towards the grown-ups. I can allow myself such forms of behavior, like a little one. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, if I feel love of friends, it awakens in me joy that I'm being loved and the necessity to respond to them. So it all depends on the level of development of a person. And when I wish to react, respond to them correctly, accordingly, I have a lot of work. Nevertheless, in everything, I have to feel the positive side and the negative side, the seemingly negative side, and turn them both to advancement.
Ashkelon.
Toda Rav, as bidyuk al ze, afilu shani lo margish.
Thank you, Rav. Exactly about that. Even if I don't feel that I did everything I could, I integrate with the friends that I feel already have done everything.
That's a question. Yes. I try to do all those, to see all those discernments and both in my connection with the friends and also imagine that I'm already integrated in the friends and I'm in them. And let's say as a single body we are. And then how do we behave? Can I remain in such a state? Although it's still imaginary. Why is it imaginary? Because from that state that I see, I cannot feel That I'm truly in it, and that I have the strength, the power of connection. But I try to imagine it as if we are together. Let us try. We don't forget that wherever I'm drawn to, I awaken on me surrounding light from that place, one that shines on me and advancing me in practice to reach to the same spot. So that's what I'm trying to do, to see myself connected with the friends, with my heart and soul. I'm in them. And even if this doesn't exist between us, and I feel instead various frictions that exist between us, I first of all try to feel that we are together, and the frictions are on the outside. And I begin to see these frictions, various small problems that exist between us, I begin to see all of those things, these problems as something that I need. It's something necessary, like a klipa on the fruit that keeps us from running away, from separating. That there is something that is pressuring us, warning us that it's there. That's why we can see how these two forces should be together, both the good power, connection, unity, and the evil power, distance, hate, that you cannot have one without the other. Like the fruit with a peel around it and the fruit inside. Focus group.
A question from an online student. What causes a person to pray for the friend?
The necessity, since without them I'm not able to reach, bestow towards the Creator.
Another question. The more we advance in faith above reason, there has to be a contradiction in what we built within reason and above reason.
Yes, later there will be more tangible discernments, higher ones, but until the end of correction, I don't know what's happening there, but at least till the end of correction, we always go in plus and minus, one corresponding to the other. PT6.
Rav, if someone has great resistance, you say he has a great soul. What's a great soul?
It's a great will to receive that he has to correct in order to build above it the attitude to the Creator. Such a person typically lags behind on the path. He's behind his friends. They seem lighter, more successful. They understand things quicker. They have light souls, small coarseness, and he has this big coarseness, heavy, until he manages to feel, to understand. It takes him years compared to them. But when he enters it, he enters with all of his coarseness. And of course, the benefit he can give to the general clis is greater. But you have all kinds. Each one should do his part, and we connect in the end. We do not choose the soul. Whatever the Creator does, he does. That's it. PT25.
Shalom Rav. I receive
Hello Rav.
I receive messages. People call me from Africa.
about what you said in your broadcast with the reporter about black people that want to be white and other things, and people are confused. They don't understand what you wanted to say, and they asked me to explain, and I say I think it's Rav that should explain himself, because people don't understand what Rav wanted to say.
I can explain to you in one sense, because with the writers we sometimes get confused. I mean, they speak about one thing and at that time I already speak about something else that we talked about earlier, so it turns out the people who connect these excerpts with those where I'm speaking about the previous topic, and now it turns out that there's great confusion. Often nothing good comes out of it. That's why we stopped talking before everyone in those writers' meetings, right, Niv?
Well, it was supposed to not be broadcast on Facebook, but I think it was now back to it, as far as I know.
I don't know, because there's a problem. We have such conversations, one inside the other, and I'm not sure. I can't always explain myself. You know that I have a heavy tongue. Hard for me to speak. So, you know, here's what I'm trying to say. The problem was the conflict between African Americans and whites in the United States. And I'm saying that this hate, this rejection, this resistance, this conflict between all four kinds of people, white, black, red, and yellow. Yellow is typically China, Japan, the East, from Asia. Black, it's clear, it's from Africa. White is from Europe. And red is from America. I'm talking about before this mixture that happened when people started to move from one place to another. Columbus and all these other movements. So we have four kinds corresponding to four forms in the world to receive. From the Shosh, from the Keter, you have Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet come out. Chochma, Bina, Zarak, Min, Malchut. That's how it's coming out. Now, what's revealed now, when all these collisions are revealed between all the parties, you cannot do anything between them. Towards the corrections, everything is revealed now. And as much as the Americans, and you'll see what will happen in Europe with all those that came lately, all the immigrants that came, you'll see that the hate will grow between each and everyone. To such a degree, as they say, men's enemies are his home dwellers. I mean, those who are at home, in your home, your relatives, your family members, you'll feel hate between them. Because the will to receive is growing and people cannot stand one another. They can't even stand themselves. And it's all so we will perform corrections. And the correction is not going to come from all these different actions, kneeling down, asking forgiveness. None of those things will help. And we have to write about it and explain. Only love. Love covers all transgressions. That's what we can do. Nothing besides that. That's what we have to write about. It's a waste of time. There's a method that brings connection all the way up to love between people. When they don't see colors, that's what we have to do. Nothing will help, only our method. We are entering a time with coronavirus, with the hate between nations and people in general, with all the problems that we're going to have now in trade and industry, all those areas. In nothing, there is nothing we can do to organize our lives. Only if we take the method of spiritual connection between us, where we have to rise to a higher degree. That's why it's revealed. Everything that's revealed now, what's revealed is a deficiency from a higher degree, a deficiency for the right connection between us. The unemployed and the rich and poor, and between children and their parents, and on a biological level with the viruses. Also on the level of races, of humans. Doesn't matter. Everything is going to be revealed in a negative form, and only one thing can put order in it. Love covers all transgressions. We need the upper force to come and organize it. Nothing else will help. And we have to write about it. We have to talk about it. That's why I spoke to the writers about it. And who's right, who's wrong? It's no one is right or wrong. It's the will to receive that appears in people. We have to explain it. None of them is guilty. If it was blacks instead of whites, they would also behave the same way 200 years ago, and it's segregation and the wars between the North and the South. Don't make any calculations about what happened. We have to be drawn towards the good, look forward towards connection, where love covers all transgressions. And if we don't do it, we'll remain in war. And no one will receive the preference over another. We have to understand that our ego is our common enemy.
Kiev 1.
Rav.
Kiev 1.
Trans.
Lo shomaya.
Shomim?
Ken.
Can you hear me?
Would be if we can do maybe a broadcast,
yes.
Maybe with African, with black, with Afro-American, so we can explain. Because when people will get this audio or video, they hear Rab saying things that black people want to be white, or black people are less smart than white people, and people will interpret it differently. I think we should do a broadcast where you are explaining the context of what you are saying, not just with the reporter, but with African and black American friends from our Hevra, and then you can explain. I think it's important for the image of Rav, for disseminations. Toda Rabba.
I'm willing to speak about it, but again, the problem is not to look back even one moment and look for who is right and who is wrong. Rather, all transgressions should be covered by love. If you're not drawn towards love, love is mutual connection, unconditional. Unconditional. If we're not coming to that, we're lost. That's it. We will enter into great blows, and they will teach us how to relate correctly to one another. But I'm ready. Set a time. Call on your friends from Africa, from United States, wherever you want. Bring an audience and we'll have a conversation. We'll have a conversation between us and I'll explain it. Just talk to them beforehand. That we want to talk in such a way that we don't look back, but only look forward. Because looking back, there's nothing you can do. You'll find no solution. And they also know in America there are no solutions to it. If they would take me now and ask me to put order into the American society, and you have Latinos and Germans and British and Jews and it's Babylon. What can you do? Only one thing. Let us learn what is the meaning of connection. Love. What is love? Love covers all transgressions. This is the meaning of love. Meaning there are transgressions? Nice. There are transgressions. Can you locate those transgressions? Of course, it's choking me. I hate this guy, and he rejects me, and all that. Great. Now we have the foundation, the basis over which we can build love, because all transgressions will be covered by love. So we have transgressions, great. The Creator prepared it for us, gave us an opportunity to then build love above it. And inside this love, we discover Him, Him, Himself. That's why He created such a world. Don't cry that He created such a world. Rather be grateful that now we can build this love.
Kiev.
Да, да, согласно того, что вы сейчас говорили, что происходит в Америке, то есть это как некий такая модель того, что вообще в мире происходит.
According to what you said about what's happening in America, it's like a model of what's happening in general around the world, across countries, between countries and so on. So this question about connection between differences, above differences, will it happen, like you say, that we rise above all crimes, or?
It's the same, blood. It's the same. Let's say Russians and Ukrainians. It is a known thing. All the time, like between neighbors, right? Although they're so close, you can barely distinguish one from the other. Nevertheless, you see, and nothing will help. And the more we advance, it seems to us impossible. But the more we advance, the more educated we are, the more developed with our science and our culture and education and everything, the hate between everyone will be greater. Greater. Why? It will obligate us to get love connections because that's what you need towards the end of correction. That's why we live in a world that is becoming worse. But it's not that it's happening by itself. The will to receive in it and the upper light that shines more and more into it because it wants to come close until it will enter the will to receive. They both face one another, and that's why you reveal the evil in the will to receive.
Hence, there is no solution. Also, on the problem between Russians and Ukrainians, Russians and Belarusians, even with such tiny nations that are there, in Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, all those, you have all those small nations, and inside Russia itself, they will start to see the hate, the rejection, and nothing will help. Only love will cover all transgressions, and love is something they can bring only from within the connection between us. When we build it, accordingly they can bring that. So when they will feel the hate and we'll be able to bring them the solution, then we will be, as we say, light unto the nations.
Да, но то, что мы сейчас видим, то есть это просто такое разбиение вообще тотальное и странное. Вы пишете все время, что Евросоюз тоже.
What we see now is this kind of total breakage. You also always say that the European Union is disintegrating. So how will it connect again? How will it, we're talking about separate countries, or how will it happen?
I don't know how it will be. I don't want to dictate it. I have different assumptions, but I typically do not engage in predicting the future. I just give a general picture where it's clear that we're in the general form of correction, but what exactly and who and what and how, I'm not certain. Because the Creator has such a plan that is not revealed to me in all its details. But we have to do what is on us to do. And we have to create the connection between us and disseminate from within that connection. And what kind of dissemination? That we all need to connect above the transgressions.
Чтобы понять логику распространения, то есть вот все-таки объединяются подобные свойства для начала.
I'm asking to understand the logic of dissemination. The qualities are connecting, or above all differences, they find similar qualities or connecting above the dissimilarities. Same thing with regards to the U.S. or the other countries. Are we connecting between new qualities or above the qualities?
How do you ever choose people who come to the group to you? I'm asking. Did you ever choose them? No, exactly the same thing here.
Okay.
The same thing here. What the Creator brings us, according to the vessel of Adam Rishon, that's what we need to put together. It's possible that now we'll have the need to connect with Jamaica, and then with Costa Rica, and then with Albania, and then Yugoslavia and whatever. I don't know. It's not my business. I need to work on love and general connection. And when I work on the general connection, gradually you get to see how it's coming together, how it's accumulating. It's not me. The Creator is organizing this game. I just need to push, to want, to ask, to raise a prayer. But again, it's a shame about all these relationships that are revealed between Ukraine and Russia, Belarus and Russia, and thousands of problems that will be revealed still. Just like Europe in the Middle Ages, it will be revealed. It will be revealed with these tiny nations. We thought Europe is a common marketplace. It's truly a marketplace.
not united.
So our work is to build this umbrella of...
Our work is to show everyone that the umbrella of love is the only thing that can save us from a third world war.
Moscow 7. Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Сегодня на уроке и ранее вы часто говорите о том, что...
In today's lesson, and also before that, you said that our dissemination has to originate in the connection between us. Yesterday in the Moscow group's chat, there was a big scrutiny about this. What does it mean? Can you awaken this a little bit?
What's the question concretely?
What does it mean to disseminate out of connection?
Dissemination out of connection means that, first of all, we work on the connection. We feel that we are in connection. We assemble our message from within the connection between us, and we disseminate with the feeling that this is disseminated with our agreement to an external circle, to humanity. When I have such a feeling that I, who write and disseminate it, I bring it out of my circle, my 10, or maybe more than my 10, towards a more external circle. That's it. Latin 6.
Hola, querido Rav. Yo entiendo y siento.
Hello, dear Rav. I understand and feel what is said, that love covers all crimes. How is it possible to speak without lying to the rest of the people? Even we who are working on this for 15 years and still see it as very far. So to explain it and bring it to a place of logic and understanding.
When you started 15 years ago, there were different conditions. There were different people. Today, progress is much quicker, and it's happening from a different level. Also, when you started, we also spoke about these things. We couldn't hide it, conceal it from you. We were already translating all the sources as much as possible to Spanish. So, it's the same today. We are before the end of correction. People need to know where we are. They need to know. Don't be afraid. Don't conceal anything from them. Of course, you have to write it and present it in a way that they can swallow it. But gradually, but you can open everything up. You've got nothing to hide. They need to know what's happening and what will happen. They are built for it.
The friend's internet just became unstable. Or... Rob, we don't hear you, and they don't have a question. The internet for the one who wanted to ask just was disrupted.
Okay, so let's go to Belarus, Belarusia.
Рав, вопрос от товарища в десятке. Если у человека большой авиют, тогда у него есть возможность...
I have a question of a friend from the 10. If a person has great avyut, so he has an opportunity to reach a higher sensitivity?
Of course, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, consequently his vessel is greater, and consequently his emotions, his feelings are greater, but those feelings are in order to receive for himself, and without the feeling of the other, until he develops it, and he comes accordingly to the feeling of the other. It's like if you have great coarseness, you have greater reflected light. Smaller coarseness, smaller reflected light. That's how it is. That's why he who is greater than his friend with his coarseness, he reaches a greater height. But you have to work on it. It's not simple. That's how it is. The greater the ego, the more he belongs to greater connection, corrections. But you have to invest in that a lot.
Mach-Vigitu. Is subjugating the ego regarding the quote we just read, can we say that there is another volume that is then added to the minus after the plus grows?
Yeah, you can say that.
And in the final correction?
In the end of correction, everything equalizes. Okay, are we going to something else or are we going to have another excerpt? Where are we?
38. Excerpt number 38. This is from Rabash, the striking of thoughts upon man. Because of the striking of upper light, which strikes that curtain, lights sparkled from them and went through that masach. We can interpret that striking is the thoughts that strike a person, trouble him, and tire him. And he has thoughts this way and that way. And all of this is because he has a masach. If he keeps the masach and agrees to walk on the path of the Creator, which is regarded as mind, as scrutiny, when he comprehends that it is good for him to accept faith above reason, it is considered that he causes an addition of light in the upper degree, for the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny. This means that although he does not really feel the importance of the upper one, the scrutiny is through a masach, called an attempt, regarded as concealment. But when he overcomes the masach and sustains it, meaning he does not cancel the masach, this causes joy above, and then the upper one also gives him joy. That is, to the extent that he received the importance of the upper one above reason, that same measure of greatness of the upper one extends to him within reason, not less and not more.
Again.
We'll read again item 38 from Rabash, the striking of thoughts upon men. Because of that striking of upper light which strikes that curtain, lights sparkled from them and went through that masach. We can interpret that striking is the thoughts that strike a person, trouble him, and tire him. And he has thoughts this way and that way. And all this is because he has a masach. If he keeps the masach and agrees to walk on the path of the Creator, which is regarded as mind, as scrutiny, When he comprehends that it is good for him to accept faith above reason, it is considered that he causes an addition of light in the upper degree, for the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny. This means that although he does not really feel the importance of the upper one, the scrutiny is through a masach, called an attempt, regarded as concealment. But when he overcomes the masach and sustains it, meaning he does not cancel the masach, this causes joy above, and then the upper one also gives him joy. That is, to the extent that he received the importance of the upper one above reason, that same measure of greatness of the upper one extends to him within reason, not less and not more.
לא פחות ולא יותר.
נו, אני חושב שזה קטע קשה.
I think this is a difficult excerpt. This comes from a spiritual action.
אם מישהו רוצה לשאול, בבקשה.
If someone wants to ask, go ahead. And if not, we can leave it. We'll come back to it later in the future.
Why does he write that one agrees to walk the path of the Creator and that's considered mind? Why is it regarded as mind?
Because these are scrutinies that he is making.
The work in faith above reason is not the work of the heart, as we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, but you don't have the heart for it. You aim yourself, you try to see, you find your footing in order to advance. You don't have such discernment in your feeling. Only in your mind, in your brain.
So the mind is first given the direction and then we make the action in the heart?
Of course, that's how we work, from study, from connection, all sorts of things that I first calculate in my brain first, and then I try to do them in my heart and see results in the heart as well.
So when he writes the joy comes specifically through the scrutiny, is that a result in the heart already?
Yes, the joy comes as a result in the heart. Okay. We're going to the next stage. What do we have?
Introduction to the book of Zohar. We'll move to the next part, but before that we'll sing a song.
The time is near and we will see all people here in unity. As one nation, as one whole, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. We suffered long enough to see. There's no escape, nowhere to hide. No belief to be alive. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. And so alive. To shine, no pain, no sorrow recognize, and every heart will sing one song, and every melody as one. So alive. tonight. And every heart will sing one song. And every melody as one. There's love between us all forever in our hearts. There's love between us all forever in our hearts. There's love.